This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Ah, LFG, let's do this. Let's go. I'm in. Not on Brandon. I'm in on trading for Davante Adams.
That means you're in on trading Brandon Ayuk.
I am in on trading Brandon Ayuk, and here is exactly how it would work, because people will say, well, wait a minute. Is that what the Raiders want? Do the Raiders want to spend $30 million on Brandon Ayuk? They probably just want a draft pick. They want a second rounder. That's what I heard. Well, easy. Perfect. What did the Steelers want to give up for Brandon Ayuk a few weeks ago?
I think a second rounder.
Great. Brandon Ayuk, you're to the Steelers. Second round pick, you go to the Raiders. Devontae, you come to the Niners. Done. Let's play football and stop messing around with red shorts and targets. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Why?
Because the known commodity, and I won't say the known evil, because I don't think that Davante Adams nor Brandon Ayuk is, quote, evil.
Nobody's evil, yeah.
But the known issue for me is better than the unknown issue. And I don't know if Davante Adams would come in and be any different than what he's been with the Raiders. And what he's been with the Raiders is unhappy and openly, I don't know, not demanding,
productive.
Not requesting.
Don't
but
forget the word productive.
This year?
Well, yeah, actually. He only played 3 games. One of them, he was huge. They won in Baltimore.
He's played 3 of the 4.
Yeah.
Okay, and so
played pretty well. I mean, their numbers are certainly a hell of a lot better than Brandon Ayuk's.
Well, Brandon
I'll
Ayuk,
tell you that.
Brandon Ayuk is never going to outnumbers Davante Adams. What Brandon Ayuk does is far greater in terms of impact than what his numbers will indicate. And so I would rather have Brandon Ayuk, a guy who missed camp and is now 4 games into a season, and you would assume that he's getting more ready to make an impact. And I thought that this last game, he made a couple of big plays. First throw of the game went his way. He had an amazing Superman catch in the game, and they really didn't need him much more than what he provided. So I would rather have Brandon Ayuk, a younger player, 7 years younger than Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams is a guy who's probably playing for a new contract based on what his contract is. Maybe. Not going to be. I don't think his contract will be honored or kept next year. So he's playing for his next deal. And if he comes here and gets what all Niner receivers get, which is a share of the targets, I'm afraid for how unhappy he'd be.
Well, I don't think you got to worry about that at all. I don't think Devontae Adams is not a team player at all. I think we watched Netflix, we saw a few quotes, realized that Devontae was acting in a certain manner for a team that clearly needed leadership and didn't have very many good players. This would be a very, very different locker room that he would be stepping into. And by the way, my reasons for being in on this idea go much further than the idea of simply just who's better. Like Devontae or Brandon, and who do you want? There are finances to this. There's also things to me that just make sense. Acquiring Devontae Adams would give you more optionality at the position. I don't understand why the 49ers gave Brandon Ayuk $30 million a year, also restructured Deebo Samuel's contract, therefore making it more likely that he will be kept, and they used a first-round draft pick on what? A receiver. So now, what is it you're doing going forward? You're either cutting Deebo Samuel after restructuring his deal, or you're sort of putting up a blockade to this year's first-round draft pick, who, by the way, is going to start practicing today. And so, to me, if you have Devontae Adams, what do you end up having? You have two high-priced receivers who are both cuttable at the end of the year in Deebo or Devontae, also both keepable beyond this year. And if you do keep Devontae, it's two more years instead of four at a salary that's only about $5 million more than what Brandon is making. Not preventative for Brock Purdy at all. Plus, you would have a better mentor, in my opinion, for Ricky Pearsall in Devontae Adams than Brandon Ayuk will ever be. So that my opinion, but I think this goes well beyond simply, okay, who's the better receiver? Although I do think that if you just put it in a vacuum, who's a better receiver? Devontae Adams, he's an older receiver, but I think he's a better receiver. He is an easier target in traffic. He is a more experienced player. It makes sense on many levels to me.
Interesting that you say mentoring younger receivers.
Yes.
Where you've got a guy who, as a leader in Las Vegas, ostensibly at 31, coming up on being 32, how is he mentoring their receivers? The example he's showing is, I want to be traded. We're four games in. I'm unhappy. I was unhappy last year with, 103 catches, and now I'm already unhappy, and my coach and my quarterback and my team, I don't want to be here anymore. Nice mentorship.
This, first of all, you're clearly forgetting Brandon Ayuk's offseason. He, too.
Brandon Ayuk is not the mentor on this team.
He, too, demanded a trade.
Right, but he's a 24-year-old receiver. This is not a 32-year-old mentor. You're talking about mentorship.
Yes, I am.
And Devontae Adams is a guy who's not mentoring the Las Vegas receiver.
You don't know that at all.
He wants out.
So what? What does that have to do with mentorship directly to a receiver?
That has everything to do.
No, it doesn't. He's in a bad situation. The Raiders organization has failed him on many levels. He signed as a free agent at $28 million a year to come play with Derek Carr and try to win. What did they do the very next year? They dumped Derek Carr, they let him go, and for 2 years failed to address the quarterback position even a little bit. You're going to tell me that's not going to frustrate a star receiver as he moves into his 30s and has very little time left? Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew, what are you doing?
Right,
like, clearly.
Right. But don't try to portray him as a mentor, is all I'm saying. Because he is. He's preferring to be traded. That's not mentorship. I want to stay here and help this young core with a young quarterback, and I want to be a leader here in Las Vegas.
No, he doesn't want to be
mentorship.
You're spotlighting one act out of desperation at the very end of all this.
I don't think it's at the end of it.
If you really did watch the Netflix doc,
and I did.
If you really did, you would have noticed he was literally the team leader. He handled the offense, Max Crosby handled the defense,
right,
and the two of them are very close friends and in lockstep the entire way.
And where are we now? Four games in.
Well, he's been failed by the organization.
Right, and so he wants out.
Yes.
So he's been failed four games in. They could win their last 14 games.
They failed him last year also.
They could win their last 13 games, and they could be a playoff team, and, you know, all of a sudden now he wants out. It's barely even October, and I want out, but I'm a mentor. I'm not buying that, him as a mentor.
You don't have to buy it. I think that
additionally, if he comes here in a run-first offense, you're going to expect him to be satisfied getting six targets a game?
First of all, I really don't even buy anymore this whole idea of the 49ers are just black letter a run-first offense. Look at the stats this year. No, they're not. They're not. I know that when Christian McCaffrey's here, we think that, well, he's the best running back in football, and he's not here right now, and I don't know if he's going to be here this year or what that's going to look like. But I do know that the 49ers use their receivers. I know that their quarterback pushes the ball downfield more than any other quarterback in football. So Dink and Dunker, stop your opinion. It's factually wrong. The 49ers would be a better team with him, and I think Davante Adams' reputation as a leader throughout the NFL precedes him. That's been very clear. Could he be difficult? Is he a big personality? My God, so many of them are. So many of them in the 49er locker room are. You could describe so many players like that. That doesn't make him a negative entity as a teammate. I don't think that that's his reputation at all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I just look at what he's doing with Las Vegas, and you're four games in, and you don't want to be there anymore.
Yes, because he's been failed.
I think that that's over-dramatizing what's going on. He's been failed. I mean, he did great couple weeks ago when they won, and he had nine catches, and all of a sudden now you have a down game, and now you've been failed?
No, this isn't based on one game at all. You know that.
This is not you playing.
Look around at your division.
This is not you playing with Daniel Jones and a quarterback who's no good.
Yes, it is.
This is not being in a situation where...
Yes, it is.
I disagree with you. And obviously, he feels a certain way. And I look at a player who is highly paid, and he is, you know, he prefers to be traded 4 weeks in. That, to me, is not leadership. That's not mentorship. And that's not a player that I want, a guy who is clearly going to be out there looking for a new contract. He's going to be looking for touches. And you can say what you want about Brandon Ayuk in the offseason. He has said nothing this year about the fact that he is fourth on the team in catches, and he's fourth on the team in targets.
I don't need it to him. He said stuff about his targets on the damn podcasts all offseason long.
That's the offseason.
So what? on.
These guys all talk in the offseason.
Oh, gosh.
Debo spoke a couple of days ago.
So now you can be off-putting in the offseason, but not in the regular season?
It matters what you do on the field.
Yes.
And Brandon Ayuk is out there doing his level best. Is he having a good year? No. But he's not saying anything. He's not showing you anything demonstrably about throwing the helmet or cussing out the head coach.
On Friday and again today, you've compared him to a two-year-old.
Right. And that's not a problem. We're talking about Sunday.
Come on, Dibs.
Mark, we're talking about Sunday on the field.
Lord.
He's not out there throwing the helmet and dressing down the coach and barking at the quarterback for not throwing him the ball.
Your opinion on Friday was exactly the opposite of what you're saying now based on him wearing the wrong uniform to practice.
Yeah, that's petulant and immature. It doesn't mean I want him shipped out and I want Davante Adams in here.
Yeah, again, my reasoning is not punitive. This is just a better situation for the 49ers. This is a better player. This is more optionality and removes somebody who now, at minimum three times that we've seen, I can only imagine what we haven't seen, but at minimum three times that we've seen, has been on some level at odds with his head coach. We've watched it. We watched it the entire offseason. And you've said this 100 times, we all have. This is a bottom line, results-based industry. So it's fascinating. Like, how long are we going to do this? How many more weeks is Brandon ramping up? It's October.
Right, it's time.
How long?
It's time.
You've said that for 3 weeks in a row now.
But what does he need to do?
The Ram game was Brandon's game, and then the Patriots game was Brandon's game.
What does he need to do?
He needs to perform.
Well, like in the Patriot game, he performed.
He did? He caught two balls.
Of the, five that were thrown his way?
Yeah, but that's...
And they won the game comfortably.
We can chicken or egg all day long as to whether the targets are on Brandon or not. It's one of two things is true. Either he is not making himself the option on the field he needs to, or the 49ers, for some odd reason, gave $30 million to somebody they're not even interested in targeting. I don't get either one.
Well, when you look at the game against New England, it's not like they threw the ball 35 times. They threw, about 20 times? And of those 20, they were deep shots. And the deep shots, they hit. And Brandon Ayuk had a couple of targets in the deep game, and he didn't get them. And he had two wonderful catches. First play of the game, they targeted Brandon Ayuk, so I'm not looking at the game script and saying, well, Kyle clearly doesn't have faith in Brandon Ayuk.
I just don't get it. I mean, this is where I'm kind of with TJ Houshmandzadeh. Like, if you're going to pay him $30 million, I don't know, I think you would use him. And they're barely using him right now when compared with his salary. That's all I'm saying.
Well, against New England, that's a game where I don't think that you really needed to use anybody. And you look at the fourth quarter, most of the throws were checkdowns. They didn't need to throw the ball. They didn't need Brandon Ayuk in that game. That thing was an Ottoman game.
Checkdowns?
We'll see about
15 completions for 288 yards.
Yet the fourth
there were
quarter.
No checkdowns.
I'm talking about the fourth quarter when it was Mason run after Mason run. So we'll see against Arizona if it's a higher scoring game, which I would imagine that it probably will be because Arizona's going to pose problems.
Should be.
Then we'll see. We'll check back on Monday what Brandon Ayuk did.
All right. You should all hear the conversation that happened on the Pat McAfee show today with regard to the 49ers and Davante Adams. We'll play that for you next. We would love your phone calls. Would you do this? Is this a conversation that you would get involved in with the 49ers and Davante Adams? We'd love to take your calls. 888-957-9570. That is the number. And all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And we've got some great ones today. As always on Wednesday, Greg Cosell, Steve Kerr will be along later on in the show as well. This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.